Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Shane Burke?
Yep, this is he.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
2.5.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it mason? Oh, right now is just the primary branch of the trade. Is it mason
PCC.
Or help? Oh, PCC. Thank you. And on the last job, you mentioned this, but I'm going to make it. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, level mechanic, or a foreman?
Apprentice.
Thank you. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Yeah.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work on any non-union contractors in the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah.
And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Being in the city and stuff, I suppose.
Being in the city, or do you mean that there is no work or...
No, just like my personal opinion.
Okay. All right. So, now thinking about what you see in the local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as they were this time last year?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Which one? Is it more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or same number as last year?
Yeah.
Which one?
Union.
Same number, fewer, or more union construction projects?
Same number.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your local state or local through your state or local government, or do you not know?
No.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably less.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you think that in the next two or three years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get better.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Dust and air quality. Lead.
Okay. Thank you. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No. How many more questions are there?
A few more. The survey lasts like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
Repeat that one more time.
Yes, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing.
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I don't think ever.
Okay, thank you. Now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And here we have a list. We have cable news, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, and print or online newspapers. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So what would be the first?
Probably friends.
Friends and neighbors. And after that, what is the source that you are most likely to get your news from? Is it cable news, radio, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or print or online newspapers?
Radio.
Right. And after radio, which one is more likely for you to get your news from?
Oh, the friends and family.
Okay. And after friends and neighbors, which one is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Friends. I don't know.
Is it from the list, cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or print or online newspapers? Which one is the one you're most likely to get your news from?
TV or radio.
From the list that I told you, the cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or print or online newspaper, which
anywhere.
Is the... Which one?
Internet.
The internet. And after the internet, from the ones that we have left, is it more likely for you to get your news from cable news, local TV news programming, or print or online newspapers?
Newspapers, online.
Mm-hmm. And after print or online newspapers, which is more likely for you to get your news from, cable news or local TV news programming?
Local TV news programming.
Okay. So the list that I got was the news sources that you are most likely to get your news from is first radio, second friends and neighbors, third the internet or social media, Fourth, print or online newspapers. Fifth, local TV news programming. And sixth, cable news. Does that sound right?
Yep, perfect.
Thank you. Now, which of the following... Yes? No.
I'm in the middle of something right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, at what time can we call you back? Because we would love to hear your opinion.
Okay. If you can call me back tomorrow.
Okay. We will try then. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Sorry to, end it. I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have a good night, you too.
Bye.